It's the first front page podcast of 2011. House Republicans want to repeal last year's health care overhaul. Democrats are gearing up to defend it. New York's new governor wants a one-year salary freeze for state workers. And what Facebook is worth as a company. Think of a number between 4 and 6, and then put 7 zeros behind it. I'm James Barron. Happy New Year. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says House Republicans are already laying the groundwork to try to repeal President Obama's health care overhaul. They want to schedule a vote before the president's State of the Union address later this month. They're appealing to the Tea Party factions that won seats in November, and they want to show off now that the GOP controls the House. But Monday's Times says they could give the Democrats a chance to defend the health care overhaul before the public. New York has a new governor, and he wants a one-year salary freeze for state workers. Governor Andrew Cuomo was sworn in over the weekend. Aides say the salary freeze is part of an emergency financial plan he'll lay out in his State of the State speech on Wednesday. Times reporter Nicholas Confessori explains.
This is really the opening salvo in what we think will be this kind of long battle with the public sector unions. And it's not just about the salary, although the salary is important. It's about pension benefits. It's about health care benefits. It's about burdens for taxpayers down the road. You know, if you get rid of a 3 or 4% raise, you're really only saving on the order of $200 or $400 million. And even in New York State, you know, $400 million is a small chunk of the deficit we're going to have in the next budget of over $9 billion.
Times reporter Nicholas Confessori. The social networking site Facebook has raised money in a deal that values the company at $50 billion. That makes Facebook worth more than companies like eBay, Yahoo, and even Time Warner. It also more than doubles founder Mark Zuckerberg's fortune, which Forbes recently estimated at $6.9 billion. But that was when Facebook was valued at only $23 billion. The sales campaigns for jet airliners on the global market often include politicking at the highest levels of government, and U.S. diplomats sometimes pitch in as though they're marketing agents. In November, Saudi Arabia announced a $3.3 billion deal to buy 12 new airliners from Boeing, but only after Saudi King Abdullah told a top Commerce Department official he wanted his personal jet outfitted with the same high-tech devices as Air Force One. Archaeologists and preservationists want to stop the damage to the ruins of ancient Babylon. They're putting a priority on ancient sites in Iraq. Times reporter Stephen Lee Myers says new sites are being excavated for the first time since the U.S. invasion in 2003. Most of the work is being done in secret. The archaeologists don't want to attract the attention of looters. Monday's front page has another installment in the Times' series on Japan after 2 decades of economic stagnation. The article looks at why Japan is resisting opening up to immigration, even though it's facing labor shortages. Experts say increased immigration could give Japan's economy a boost. We'll go inside Monday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 Assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Monday's Times, Egypt is trying to calm the outrage over a deadly bombing at a Coptic Christian mass. Egyptian security officers in riot gear filled the streets of Cairo and Alexandria to tamp down scattered protests. In Cairo, Christians circled the car of an imam who'd offered condolences to the Coptic Orthodox Pope. Some Coptic Christians are blaming government negligence for the attack. 21 people were killed. In this country, prison officials say a smartphone in the hands of an inmate is the modern-day equivalent of a file inside a cake. Smuggled smartphones helped inmates in Atlanta coordinate a prison strike last month. One of the organizers says he bought his cell phone from a guard. He also uses it to update his Facebook page. New York City will slowly resume residential trash pickups on Monday. The last pickup was on Christmas Eve. But half the city's garbage trucks are still needed to clear snow in the wake of last week's big storm. Trash has been piling up on top of the snow, and there's also a lot of trash that was buried when the storm hit. Oprah Winfrey unveiled her OWN cable network on New Year's Day. So far, it's made good on its promise to offer viewers 24 hours a day of uplift in celebrities. If you're looking for cynicism, television critic Alessandra Stanley says, look elsewhere. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.